Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Getting a little dark out there. Dave Murray will be with us in about 30 minutes. Get the weekend forecast. Alvin Reed is in with us from St. Louis American and Donnybrook. Good to see you, as always.
Oh, it's a pleasure, man.
You're a completely pleasant person in my life.
Well, I try to be.
Right?
I mean, of course, now, you know, you're not around me except maybe about a half hour at a time.
That's why we're such good buddies.
Oh, because I can't be that guy. Don't worry. Right.
What's your biggest foilable?
Oh, boy. Let me see. Okay, all right. I cannot stand, and in my perception, okay, if I'm being talked down to, okay, I that sets me off. You know, if you, all right, here's another one. This, if you walked up to me in a bar and smacked me in the face, my first thought would be, why is this person smacking me in the face? If I'm someplace and you keep nudging me and bumping me, I want to punch you in your face. I don't know what that is. I got a little Napoleon complex or
interesting.
Something. You know, like, hey, right.
What brand of talking down to you or disrespect have you encountered in your life?
Well, there's just sometimes, it's not like when people are explaining something to you in a way that, no, I get it. It's more of a... It's you know, sometimes you feel like, you know, I know more about this than you do, right? So don't try to explain why we've got issue or whatever's going on. You know, sometimes it's newsroom, sometimes it's life.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. You know.
So yesterday we had one of the best segments in 10 years. I brought up that McDonald's is slop and it used to be much better. And Wheeler and Andrew went. At it.
Oh, man.
I mean, he was purple.
Big time.
He was screaming. Like, do you lose your temper in those kind of situations?
Over a McDonald's argument?
Yes.
It was much more than that, because it was about why it got that way. And he didn't like that I said, well, people that are working there need to care about their jobs. Even though I also picked on the CEOs and the supervisors and the managers and everybody else.
Okay.
He thought I was being unfair.
To the worker.
To the low-level worker. And I'm like, well, I'm not being unfair. If you're being paid to do a job, you should do the job the right way. That was basically the root of where the anger was. Before that, it was just normal.
Well, here's really the crux of it.
Right.
And everyone has had this argument. Wheeler is taking it very seriously. And he's making points, and he's using logic, and Andrew's just poking him.
Yeah, he was trolling.
Andrew was just trolling.
And I took the bait.
Well, I guess you're the smartest guy in the world.
Yeah. Oh, sure, step on all the downtrodden little guys.
Okay.
And he just got pissed.
Yeah, I was like, dude, we're gonna get out. Right. And then we laughed about it after.
All right. Well, is he like, he's not here? Is he shallow grave someplace? Like, yeah.
We gave him an extra vacation day.
Go home and think about this.
Yeah. It was more of an apology. Because you had to deal with me.
Yeah. I have had, you know, situations where, like, somebody, I, like, found myself and, like, oh, wow, I've upset this person. They're kind of, like, really mad, and I'm not really mad.
You guys ever get mad on Donnybrook?
Not really. I think there have been some times where, bless his heart, Ray kind of got under, you know, some skin. And, you know, but I don't think it was really, like,
no lasting
really
grudges.
Mad, right, or anything like that.
Well, if you want the anger, I got you.
Yeah, okay. Oh, yeah, you didn't have them on Donnybrook.
Right. Now, I... there have been times where I thought that this is one of those situations that I don't think you hear kind of what I'm saying. And I will say that, well, sometimes, okay, I will say that sometimes there's a situation where there's kind of like this talk radio thing where someone will kind of say like, oh, well, then why don't blah, blah, blah? And I said, like, hey, wait a minute. Don't even go there. This is not, and I'm not, it could be MSNBC, it could be Fox, whatever. I said, like, no, don't do that. We're talking about a specific thing. And when you throw, oh, well, then why don't you just let this, or why don't you, oh, well, blah, and it has nothing to do with the specific thing we're talking about. I can't stand that. That kind of makes me.
The whataboutism?
Yeah, like, yeah, exactly. And I said, like, I don't like that, particularly on that show. I said, like, you know, if we're going to do that, we could come on from minute one and do 27 minutes of that nonsense.
Yeah.
Let's not even waste 30 seconds on it.
Yeah. We have a couple people who are online a lot who do that. But what about this? And it drives Wheeler nuts.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's fine, but, like, don't do that to distract from the other thing.
That's what, yeah.
Finish the other thing, get to the points there, and if you have a separate thing, we can talk about a separate thing.
Yeah, that's exactly
one,
right.
And also, we learned this when we were little kids. Two wrongs don't make a right. If you didn't like when somebody else did something, your argument shouldn't be that if somebody's mad about another thing, that, well, you shouldn't be mad about the other thing because this other thing happened. If they're both wrong, they're both wrong.
Absolutely. And, yes. So that's, I find that irritating sometimes.
What's your take on the NBA scandal?
Boy, I'll tell you what. When it first busted, I thought Chauncey Billups, like, okay, so in straight, you know, gangster terms, they had these guys jammed up on this gambling, and, you know, the feds are saying, like, yeah, you know, if you help us out with something, you know, maybe we can go a little easier on you. And somebody came up with, what if I told you NBA head coach was involved in an illegal poker ring? But then I guess the latest, or when the whole indictment came down, or that the Billups was giving up information to people who were gambling, it always comes, you know, was he in debt? Was somebody blackmailing him? What? I don't understand why people who are making millions of dollars already get involved in stuff like this. I don't know what the lure is. I mean, I bet on some games. I think if somebody called me right now and said, like, Alvin so-and-so is going to do such and such tonight, I'd be scared to go in there and make a bet on it.
Yeah,
I really would.
I agree.
I
feel like you're being set up.
Exactly. Yeah. So I was like, nah, if I'm going to win or lose my money, it'll be my own idiocy that leads me, you know, down that path. I think legalized gambling is a good thing. One, for the revenue it creates for states. I also think that it does take some of the dastardly stuff, you know, out of bar rooms and back rooms and all that. You can only lose so much money legally gambling. Because once you're out of money, there ain't no more, you know.
They're not going to extend your credit.
Right, unless you're a whale out in Las Vegas or something like that. But just right in the mill, once you're out of money, you know, you can lose your way out of gambling. Whereas, you know, loan sharks, back market stuff, all that, then, you know, oh, no, we'll make you a loan. We'll keep you indebted to us. Yeah. Right, you know. And so it kind of takes that away, which I also think is a good thing. I think what we're kind of learning is that we're 60, you know, we're in our 60s. Cam, you're a little younger, but we're old enough to know that this is, you got to, you know, watch your P's and Q's. I think younger people that are in sports and younger people that are in management, even if they're 20, 30 years younger than we are in their 40s, you know, 30s, whatever, I don't think they see the world in the same way we do. And they don't recognize that a yellow light becomes a red light. They really think life never will catch up with them. And if I'm Chauncey Billups, why am I involved in something like this? If there's a 1% chance that I would get caught,
yeah, I agree.
I'm an NBA head coach, and I'm in the Basketball Hall of Fame, and I won a championship, I guess, with the Pistons, and I've accomplished all these things in life. Why am I?
And that's all he'll be remembered for.
Why am I involved?
If this goes bad for him, will they take him out of the Hall of Fame? Or once you're in, you're in?
I don't know. I don't know the basketball procedures.
Yeah.
I know that most places, once you're in, you're kind of in.
Yeah, and you know, the standard is O.J. Simpson.
Right, and right. They didn't take him out.
They don't take him out.
Right.
Now, granted, he wasn't ever.
He wasn't convicted of the murder. He was convicted later, though.
Right. Yeah. And the whole strong arm, kidnapping, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
If that's not enough to get you thrown out of a Hall of Fame, then I think a lot of other people are safe.
Yeah.
I don't think that they would throw him out for this. Because this is like, you could say anything. I'm addicted to gambling. And I made a mistake because I'm addicted to gambling. All right. And then whether that's true or not, we don't know.
Yeah, but he was also like, and this is all the allegation in the court documents. Mm-hmm. But he was also being used as a lure, yes, to bring people into a poker game.
The poker
game.
So
that wasn't just an addiction to gambling. He was working with the people that were rigging the game.
Yeah, but maybe that was because if he said, like, no, actually I make $1 million a year and I lose $1 million a year gambling. I'm that. Now, if he could prove that with his, you know, his losses, that's, you know, I'm not making an excuse for him. I'm just saying maybe there was something like that. Now, this poker thing. With the high-tech card shuffler that's feeding information directly to somebody else who's then getting in touch with people sitting there, and they're ripping off one fish at a time, and he was called a fish, and there's a quarterback, as they said, sitting at the table who's, you know, some kind of giving high signs to everybody what to play. Now, all right, that's terrible. That's horrible. At the same time, yeah, that's slick.
Impressive.
That's impressive, right?
That's impressive.
To say stuff like that.
Yeah.
But, wow.
I never had that thought. I watching Rounders, I just figured when you cheated just because you had, like, sleight of hand, I had no idea they had X-ray tables.
Only in private games. You're not going to get that at a casino. Right.
Now, if you're invited to play, hey, you want to sit in a poker game with some celebrities and it's, you know, like $5,000 a hand or something like that, I would tell anybody who was worth however much money, I said, you might want to watch yourself. Because that sets alarms off in my head. You know, if I hit the Powerball and 2 weeks later I got an invitation to, you know, play cards with Michael Jordan, I'm like, no, I'm going to pass on that.
Yeah.
Because I could probably beat Michael Jordan playing cards. From what I understand, he ain't very good for all the gambling he does. But I would still say, nah, what's up with this?
Yeah.
Right.
I remember Bulger and I went out to Vegas. And being Bulger, he had all the inside stuff. Mm. And we're staying at the Bellagio. And on night two, we had dinner with the second guy in command of Bellagio. And Bulger said, hey, look out. My boy Glove's up $3,000 on blackjack. Mm. And the guy goes, congratulations, Dave. It makes me really happy. Mm. Said, we have a gentleman from Taiwan who lost $3 million
in
Guy
one night.
Power
yeah.
something.
Yeah.
Oh, Pai Gow Poker?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fun.
Yep. Well, and I've often said, like, man, I never mind the sports book, but like when I go to the thoroughbred track here and whatnot, they hate me because I said, like, oh yeah, let me win three races.
I'm out the door.
I'm not out the door. I have peeled back to $2 across the board on maybe horses that are like 12. You know, to one or something like that. I got my $300.
We had some great media trivia today. We found out that Bernie Miklas put himself through college playing the horses.
I think I'd heard that before.
That nuts.
Yeah. Because I didn't. I could have never actually had the chutzpah to do that.
Sure.
Now, I will also say that Bernie and I, almost the same age, you may be a little bit younger or whatever. I would have had to come up with $352 because once I got to pay in-state tuition. So I would have had to come up with like $352 to put myself through college.
Yeah.
Maybe not counting rent, but.
That's a good point. I didn't think of that when you said it, but like that was a while ago. It probably was a lot less expensive than now.
Yeah. I'm very proud that I was a scholar athlete in college. Mm-hmm. It was $500 a semester. Thank you, buddy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
324 DGS, Dave Murray's up next.
You know, they're national this day and that day.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we didn't even say it was National DGS Day. Last Thursday?
Yeah.
Yeah, I forgot that.
Thank you, Diego, for setting that up.
Yeah.
To be fair, it was a pretty busy...
Yes, it was.
pretty busy day. Kind of a blur of a day.
Today is, quote, National Food Day.
Oh, ooh, I love sake. Food. Sweet. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Who sponsored that?
Kind of weird. I want some fun facts?
Yes.
Radiohead recorded OK Computer at Jane Seymour's 15th century mansion in England. She was in the U.S. filming Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman, and the band said that she just handed them the keys and told them to feed her cat.
That's awesome. That's like some of the best music trivia I've ever heard.
Isn't that great?
Really great.
No American has ever died outside of the Earth's atmosphere. The three people who did die were Russian cosmonauts and the Soyuz 11 in 1971.
Hmm.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that they had cosmonauts who died. There are only three states that have both small square burger fast food chains, White Castle and Crystal, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Florida. Crystal is amazing.
Yeah.
Do you have Crystal?
No, but I've had them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Crystal with a K.
Yeah. They're kind of like White Castles, but not as oniony and mustard.
Right.
Mustard. Okay. Right.
They're really good, though. A poll found that the average person loses touch with around one old friend per year.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, I mean, it happens. People drift apart as the years go by.
A poll found that 30% of people with tattoos have at least one tattoo that they regret.
Do you regret any of yours, Dave?
I don't. No.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I haven't had one in a couple of years, and I think that's why. Is because I have about a dozen tattoos. Every tattoo that I have was specific.
Yeah.
I want this. Here's why I want it. Here's what it means to me. And sometimes I find myself...
You don't
myself,
have any drunken wild hair tattoos.
No. And I find myself every now and then looking at tattoos, like, you know, Google. Oh, that's cool. That's cool. But I don't want to get something just because it's cool. You know, I want it to have something to do with me.
Yeah.
Wheels, if you're going to get a tattoo, what do you think you'd get?
I don't know. One of the reasons I've never done it is because I can't think of one I would do. Like, what specifically? Like, could be baseball related. It could be
You should just dogs. Get the word sports.
Just sports right across my back.
Yeah, and like Times New Roman font.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, like old English.
Yeah.
Rach, how about you?
Probably Lucy. Just Lucy's name. I would have to really trust the artist to do like her likeness. But yeah, I mean, I've thought about getting her name tattooed somewhere. Probably not going to, but it's fun to think about sometimes.
Yeah. Do you feel pressure to break the ice? Like right now you're pristine?
No, I don't. And yeah. And I feel like if I did get that tattoo, it's not like I would get five more. I've just never been like super drawn to them for myself. Yeah. I think I would just get the one.
335 DG Asun KMOX. Happy Friday to you. Dave Murray joins us from the Saliga Heating and Cooling Weather Desk. Hello, Dave.
Happy Friday.
You too, buddy. Hey, before the forecast, I have a weird question for you.
Okay.
I was in the zone last night, and I was thinking scientifically, and so I put two things I think I know together to reach an outcome. So I know that weather doesn't always move west to east, but it, you know, typically does. And so I was thinking like, well, Phoebe's 4 hours away in Lawrence, Kansas. So I wonder, first of all, if the air from Lawrence, Kansas, ends up in St. Louis?
It can.
Okay. The
but
other,
not always.
The other thing I think I know, well, I'm pretty sure I know this. Like, I'd always heard that every breath of air I take has a molecule in it that Jesus breathed. And I, it's my understanding that there are more molecules in one breath of air than breaths of air on the planet.
Right.
So, and here's what I was getting all misty. Like, so, as Phoebe breathes in Kansas, it makes its way here, and I'm taking breaths of her oxygen.
Yeah, why not?
Okay, good enough.
It's got to go through a little cycle first, but
right,
yeah.
Good
get,
enough.
Get into some plants.
Yeah, it's not like
get turned back
one
around
molecule.
Yeah,
yeah.
Your way.
I'll take it. That's pretty crazy, though, isn't it?
It is.
Like the whole Jesus thing. Yeah. I remember, like, I don't believe that. That's not possible. But evidently,
it's just based on the numbers, right?
Yeah.
Like it's it,
yeah,
and in the way the cycle works, right? You know, oxygen to carbon dioxide back to oxygen. It just we're a recycling plant.
If you sneeze at just the wrong time, the person next to you may be breathing in that molecule.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Somebody else is breathing in your sneeze.
That's how we get sick, right?
That sounds like a good band name. Breathe My Sneeze.
Breathe My Sneeze.
Let's do a copyright that quick.
So, Dave, it's pretty cloudy, as you predicted, here in St. Louis.
Yeah, it's this cutoff low pressure system that's just kind of drifting around. There's no real push in the atmosphere. This low is not bringing much moisture with it. It's not going to pick up a lot of moisture from the Gulf of Mexico. So it's just kind of there. And it's got a lot of clouds with it. Clouds will be the dominant feature, not only tonight, but all weekend long, really into Monday of next week. Tomorrow is mostly cloudy. There'll be a couple of spotty showers, but I want to stress there's going to be a lot of dry time on Saturday, 64 for the high, couple of showers here and there Saturday night, 53, Sunday clouds control. The best chance of seeing some light rain, just light rain, will be Sunday afternoon into Sunday night. It's not a lot of rain, but it will be around 62 on Sunday and then 59, mostly cloudy on Monday with a couple of spotty showers. So the best chance of this little cutoff low doing its thing will be Sunday afternoon into Sunday evening, probably about a 6-hour window. But again, do not expect a lot of rain out of this thing.
Okay, cool. Headlines, Rach?
Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. Before I jump into headlines, I want to direct people to the Dave Glover Show Facebook and the Dave Glover Show Instagram. We posted a little teaser trailer for the Halloween show, which will air a week from today. So go check it out if you haven't seen it already.
Sweet.
Alaska Airlines had to issue a temporary ground stop because they had an IT outage and it ended up canceling over 229 flights. This is the second major IT outage for Alaska Airlines this year. They had a similar incident in July.
Something bad's going to happen. Don't you feel it?
Yes.
Yes, I do feel that. I agree with you 100%. It's just, you know, if this is doing this to 200 flights.
Yes.
What else can possibly just go down all of a sudden?
Not to mention the air traffic controllers are not being paid. So that's
TSA.
You know, a big deal.
Sick.
Social Security's cost of living adjustment for 2026 has been revealed. It was supposed to be announced on October 15th, but that was delayed because of the ongoing government shutdown. But millions of Social Security recipients will get a 2.8% cost of living increase to their monthly checks beginning in January.
Don't spend it all in one place.
Let's see here. Jeff Bezos predicts that millions of people will be living in space very soon. He was speaking at an Italian Tech Week event, and he predicted that within two decades, millions of people will be living in space. And he says, but it'll be like your own choice. We don't need people to live there. He's just asking people to open their minds and maybe not be so doom and gloom about all of this technology, all of this AI. It could lead to something nice. Are
these like little neighborhoods that are going to pop up?
See, I don't buy it. I've been consuming a lot of this content lately, and I tend to agree with the scientists I'm hearing who said, just look back at the space program. Like, we only went to the moon because we needed to beat Russia.
Yeah.
That's why we went.
Yeah.
And as soon as we looked behind us and saw that Russia wasn't anywhere, we cut off Apollo and we started doing the space shuttle. And like, we're not going to Mars anytime soon unless China tries to go to Mars. And then maybe we'll go to Mars.
Well, I mean, that's what we're doing with AI. We don't want China to overtake us with AI. So it's like, oh, yeah, we don't care about the copyrights. Do whatever you want. We have to let this get, you know, as smart as possible, as quickly as possible. And it's like, well, we should probably put some more guardrails on this first.
Mm-hmm.
Just to protect the citizens of this country. But, you know, what do I know? I don't know anything. Research suggests that 20% of UTIs are actually tied to contaminated meat. It's usually because of cross-contamination, just not, you know, washing your hands properly. I thought that was quite interesting that you could get it from
that's
that.
That's really interesting when you think about it.
Kim Kardashian says that she had a surprise health scare, and she revealed it during the season 7 premiere of her show, The Kardashians. An MRI showed that she had a small brain aneurysm, and she cited the stress from her high-profile divorce from Kanye West as the cause.
Does stress cause aneurysms?
Yeah, I mean.
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
I think it, I mean, can definitely be a contributing factor. And if anyone's going to stress you out that bad, it probably is Mr. Kanye West.
Yeah, you got
and of
that
course,
one right.
She had to wait and tell that information on the season premiere of her show.
Well, yeah, you got to save the juicy stuff for the Hulu show. Over 25% of New Yorkers say they will consider fleeing the Big Apple if Mondani wins the mayorship. This was a survey conducted by Victory Insights. Mamdani is leading in all matchups. And, you know, Curtis Silva and Andrew Cuomo are just trailing far behind. But 25% of New Yorkers say, maybe I'll leave if this guy wins.
So
I don't believe them. Just like I didn't believe any of the famous people like, we're leaving if Trump wins.
So I'm not a democratic socialist at all. And I don't want to see anything happen to bad happen to anybody, but I wouldn't mind seeing him win because I kind of don't care about New York City. I don't live there.
Yeah.
And I would like
see what happens.
I'd like to see what happens.
Little experiment.
Yeah. Like, what if it's great or what if it's awful?
What if it's just not that different?
Yeah. That's probably what would happen.
Well, I think you're right, Wheels. I think it probably will end up being not that different because the things he wants to do are incredibly expensive. Yeah. And if these people who say they're leaving actually do leave, it's going to be much harder to pay for this stuff. So, yeah. I mean, I the way I look at it, if this is who New Yorkers want, he should be the mayor. Right. I don't get this whole, people are so flustered, like, he can't win. He just absolutely can't. Well, this is who people want to vote for. It's like denying Trump is president right now.
That's
who got elected. That's how elections work. You got to kind of work with what you got.
Yeah, who would ever deny an election?
Yeah, why would you do that? That's silly.
A little boy who swallowed 100 magnets had a surgery to remove them from his gut. This is a crazy story. So these are like little magnets that you can get as a toy. They actually stopped selling them in New Zealand because so many children were swallowing the magnets. But this is a 14-year-old boy. And the magnets joined together to form chains inside of his intestines.
Oh.
So it's very scary stuff. Be careful when buying your children toys like this.
Do you stick to metal doors?
Poor kid. I'm just glad he's okay.
Did they say anything like there's something wrong with the kid before this?
The story does not clarify that, no.
I'm just saying. You're 14.
Did he do
kid.
Like a stupid TikTok challenge?
I don't know the answer to that. I'm sorry. He might have just, you know, liked the way that those magnets tasted. I don't know.
That's a you kind of problem. I would have made a terrible doctor.
You know what, kid? You shouldn't have done this. You're just going to have to live with those chains
14?
In your intestines.
No, come on.
One more story for you. A Lyft driver has been arrested after firing shots at some passengers who slammed his car door too hard. Man, it's just terrifying knowing that this many people are teetering on the edge of insanity because you would only do something like that if you were insane. So, they're claiming, we slammed the door too hard. He didn't like it, and he fired shots at us. One of these people actually suffered gunshot wounds. this person has been denied bond and is prohibited from contacting the victims or possessing firearms, and Lyft has permanently removed him from the platform, which is good.
Yeah.
But you wish things like that didn't happen in the first place.
Crazy.
Very crazy.
Is it 3:46?
It is 3:46.
That's impossible, man. It went fast today.
It has been a fast Friday.
Yeah.
It's great headlines.
Thanks, Dave.
Dave, have a great weekend.
You too.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
351 DGS, happy Friday. Wheels, can you tell that story about the donation to pay the troops?
Well, I guess to the degree that we know it, reports are out there where that the Pentagon is supposedly being given a $130 million anonymous private donation from a, quote, friend of Donald Trump to pay the military, which is all kinds of everything, right? First of all, like, the military payroll per month is billions of dollars. So $130 million is a literal drop in the bucket when you're talking about what that actually costs to pay soldiers. But also, how? We're allowed to have anonymous people pay the military, the United States military? That's allowed? Without congressional oversight? Without having anybody getting to know who it is? Is it an American citizen? Is it somebody from outside the country? And if it's from somebody outside the country, that's a lot of undue influence. I don't know, man. I don't understand why. Like I said this earlier, everything else is on TV. I don't know why this isn't like story number one. Like, why is anything bigger than a private person who is a, quote, friend of the president giving private money to pay soldiers? And why are they anonymous? If it's just a good gesture, why can't their name be on it?
Yeah, like you, I don't know the process of that. Who do you write the check to? And if you put it into the general fund, I didn't know you could just earmark things like that.
I don't.
Hey, my buddy made a donation. I'm going to spend it on a bridge.
I don't know. My understanding has always been all of those things go through Congress, but Congress can't get their heads out of their asses, and they wouldn't speak up anyway because they dare not anger their boss. But like nobody, I mean, that's weird, man. That's super weird. I mean, when you tie that into the fact that you've also got a bunch of other people who are not anonymous, by the way, that are donating for the new ballroom. And amazingly, it's a list of people that all have all kinds of government business. It's Apple and Microsoft and Amazon and Lockheed Martin and Johnson & Johnson. Like, are you kidding me? What do you think all of Comcast? Comcast is one of the groups paying for the ballroom. Comcast owns NBC, MSNBC. You don't think they're just trying to get in good? Like, why are... Yeah, what does everybody think the purpose of those donations is?
The ballroom has been very unpopular. Only 22% of Americans support it.
I mean, well, and again, it's bad if it's taxpayer money because you're wasting taxpayer money. It might be even worse in the long run if it's private money, because what do all of these private people expect? You think they're just doing this out of the goodness of their heart? And you think Jeff Bezos is just giving money to give money? You don't think these people, and by the way, a lot of crypto people giving that money, a lot of people working on AI giving that money. What do you think they want?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.